Yes, I think that the newspaper that stopped by the government authorities stopped due to so many reasons, because one of the reasons, which is a major reason for stoppage of these newspapers, on top of them, Intibaha newspaper, that used to promote for secession between North and South, and not encouraging the unity between South and North, due to the reason that they think that the unity between South and North is joining between two contradictions, and they also promote for the independence of North from South. So as North is implementing Sharia law, and the SPLM, they are all the time asking for the secularism in both South and North. And I think that the government, due to the short period remaining for the referendum of self-determination of the South, is fully committed to the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, as the Comprehensive Peace Agreement mentioned clearly the role of the national, the government's national unity, and also the Comprehensive Peace Agreement is clearly saying that both parties, SPLM and National Congress Party, should work together to make unity attractive. And the newspaper that stopped, they didn't follow the text of the provisions of Comprehensive Peace Agreement, and the government is believing that promotion of secession or escalating the conflict between North and South will not help for achieving unity in the coming referendum, which will be conducted in the beginning of the year 2020.
Dr. Obaed, you were saying that there is a chance that the government might pull out the licenses entirely of some of these newspapers who are reporting really what is on the ground, tensions on the ground. Why will the government do that? Wouldn't the government be stifling public speech, which is enshrined in Sudan's constitution?
You know, actually, free speech is allowed according to constitution and according to law and according to CPA. There is nothing called absolute freedom. Whenever you exceed the limits of the freedom, which will harm the people of Sudan and the unity of Sudan, this will not be considered as a practice or exercising what is allowed for free speech. And this is this is what we know, that what is freedom. Freedom is not to exceed your borders or your limits, to go to and to cut off the freedom or to harm the whole people of the Sudan.
So what is the next step forward?
Yes, the step is now the whole government, as well as political parties, they should work together to implement CPA that mentioned the hard work to make a unity attractive between the two parts of the countries. And the secession is not a program to be promoted by any political party. RCPA is not saying so. It's saying that only secession is an option for individuals when referendum conducted in the beginning of the year 2011. And I think the next step is to enforce the institutions, the political parties, and to launch a very strong campaign to achieve unity between the two parts of the country.
Wouldn't President Bashir's government be basically forcing unity down the throats of every Tom, Dick and Harry in the South? If indeed there's a chance that there could be secession, why wouldn't you allow the freedom for people to express their view?
Yes, actually, you know, this is not actually what mentioned CPA. CPA is saying that all people, all political parties, the government, the partners in the government should work together to make unity attractive. And the secession is actually up to the individuals after that, either to say yes for unity or to say yes for secession. But the program to be adopted by the government is for unity. This is what is included in the constitution and what mentioned in CPA.
Well, Dr. Abdulati, so are we going to see more stringent measures from the government or the unity government in terms of how the media reports the upcoming referendum, among other issues?
No, actually, the arrangements of the government is to go according to law and according to constitution, and the freedom will be allowed within this range and according to what mentioned in law and in the constitution and the CPA. And I don't think that the government make arrangements which will affect the freedom of the people, because actually we think that we should promote for something which will create the unity of the people, to promote for the fragmentation and crack of the society. And we think that historically and culturally and from all aspects, nobody can separate the South and North. This is what we should stress upon, but in case that the people of the South, they say yes for secession, this is to them, and this is also not contradicting what mentioned in CPA.